Here's an example of a multiplier. It's a component that we would include in a data flow diagram. Now there are various types of multiplier. A flash multiplier, for instance, is the name for a multiplier that produces its output in one clock cycle, but that gets very expensive for large bit widths. 64 is certainly prohibitive. 16 bits used to be prohibitive. So the alternative to a flash multiplication is long multiplication, and I illustrate here the pseudocode for long multiplication in base 2. We have three registers. We load two of them with the starting operands. The third one is the result accumulator. And the algorithm is that you shift one of the operands right until it becomes zero. And at each step, if it's odd, you add on the other operand to the accumulator. And you also shift left the other operand. We can convert this pseudocode into a piece of hardware by looking at all of the possible assignments to each register and collating them and putting in a multiplexer. That's exactly what the Verilog synthesis algorithm does. And then we'll need a controlling finite state machine which sequences the operations. And you produce a block diagram pretty much like this. This is certainly not fully pipelined, because when we start it, it will go busy for a variable length of time until the first operand goes to zero. Next slide.